I don't know if you get as much of an opportunity to interact with teens. I do, and I'm really glad that I do, because the interest in science fundamentals and engagement with science has really been on the rise. It's never really left, but there's a lot going on, and our region has some real-world opportunities to get involved. And two students are here with us today that are involved with a program called Teen Science Cafe at Allegheny Observatory, which is in Riverview Park on the north side of Pittsburgh. I'm going to ask them to each introduce themselves. Let us know your name, grade, where you go to school. If you have any shout-outs, great time to do them if there's anybody you want to acknowledge or thank. And we'll start with Isabel.
Hi, my name is Isabel. I go to Alderdice High School, and I'm in 10th grade.
Anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
My parents.
Did they bring you?
Yeah, my dad's here.
Well, that's good. And Aisha.
Hi, I'm Aisha, and I go to Mount Lebanon High School, and I'm in 11th grade. And I'd like to thank my dad for driving me here and my little sister for coming with me.
That's great. What's her name?
Merha.
Well, it's nice that your families are here to support you. So I know you two have been collaborating on this event and that you know it pretty well. So I'm curious, why does Teen Science Cafe exist and what can people expect? It's next, a week from today, February 28th from 5 to 7. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so our second Teen Science Cafe at the Observatory is going to be next Saturday. It's just a place for teens to come in and be able to ask questions about astronomy. We always have a speaker that has a topic. Next week's topic is going to be pulsars and detecting pulsars. We have Dr. Kosowski come in, and students will be able to ask him questions, and this is just a really great way to informally speak to professionals in the workplace and all about all that.
Yeah, and not only that, you can like ask questions, you can also meet more teens and learn something about science that maybe you didn't know before, and also bond with other students from other schools. That's a really nice way to get to know people over a topic that might not be so popular these days.
Yeah, it's neat. Isabel, you're at Alderdice, right? And Isha, you're at Mount Lebanon, so you get a chance to interact with students from other districts who may have likely have different lived experiences. So that's got to be kind of cool. What is a pulsar? Do you guys know much about that?
Yeah, so a pulsar is a deep space object. It has two like emission jets that will, and it spins around, and when those emission jets hit Earth, then we get magnetic waves that come towards us. And this is like sort of like a mysterious object, so it's nice to learn more about it through this science cafe and other research.
So Dr. Kosowski from the Department of Physics and Astronomy at Pitt is a great guest. Did you pick him?
Yeah, I heard him speak before. And me and Ms. Handren, who's the organizer for all this, we thought that he would be an amazing speaker to come in because it's all very clear. And everything that he says really can help understand the topic.
So he's able to... And professors, I think, are usually at two extremes. They're either really good at breaking it down and explaining it in a way that you can really understand it, or they often stay out in the theoretical level and it's harder to understand. So you heard him, really liked the way he broke down the topic. Did you actually contact him to set this all up? Or I'm curious, when you're behind a Teen Science Cafe, what some of your responsibilities are.
Yeah, so one of our other friends at the Science Cafe contacted him, and most of the time what we do is that we will plan the event and help set up and also help to come up with ideas for some demonstrations that we could do to better help understand pulsars, or just some networking things that we can do to help break the ice between people that may not know each other at first.
How do you do that? Do you have activities for people, and are they about science, or how do you try to break the ice?
Usually we start out with a schedule, meaning that we do icebreakers and then we go into the lecture. We have snacks and all sorts of fun games, but we enjoy breaking into small groups and we do icebreakers in between the groups. They're usually science related or on scientific topics, and that just allows everyone to get better acquainted with each other.
How do you, in addition to today, we're happy to help get the word out, how do you reach, what other methods do you use to try to get people to show up?
We post on our social media, which is Allegheny Observatory on Instagram and Facebook. And also we hang up posters around schools, and we just bring the word out over social media.
That is great. And how often, I know you've had one so far this year. Do you have how often do they...
Yes, the Teen Science Cafes at the Allegheny Observatory. We like to have them around once a month. We have one coming up in April, either the 12th or the 18th, and then one on May 2nd.
Excellent. And this way, the more you come, probably the more comfortable you get. You always get a tour of the observatory, I would imagine, to
yes.
see what's there and what's new. Now, how did the two of you get involved, and how long have you been involved?
Well, we were both in the Allegheny Observatory Club, and one day our teacher, Ms. Handren, she said, "Do you guys want to help organize this event?" And we both said yes, and then through that we've gotten to know each other, and it's been pretty cool.
That's great. So I know they're Teen Science Cafe is kind of a casual program for people to connect, a drop-in program, but you were both involved in a more formal program at the observatory. Is that how you met?
Initially, the main program for students at the observatory, we were just guiding tours and leading everything. And then, as Aisha said, Ms. Handren came and asked if we wanted to organize this new event. We both agreed, and it's a small group of people, around five or six, and we just get together and have these events for kids.
That's amazing, and a group might be a small group, but it's a pretty mighty group, and it's a way to get started and hopefully to get more people. Do people, now this is just teens, right? So if parents bring teens out, is there a place for them, or can they be part of the event too?
Yeah, so parents normally in our last Science Cafe, we had them either sit in a room with the snacks and stuff so then they can also meet each other and have fun. And also a lot of parents like to sit in for the lecture to also learn about things. So it's really nice for also the parents to come and maybe network a little bit or spend some time with their kids.
Especially if you want to do more of a tour. We tour the parents around as well as the kids around the observatory so everyone gets a little understanding of it.
That's a good way, so parents aren't excluded, but teens are given room to do what they're there to do, which is to be with each other, exchange thoughts about science or about the world in general, being in that kind of special environment that you're creating. So are you both passionate about science? Do you think that's the career you might be pursuing? You're not, I mean, Isabel, you're in 10th grade right now, and Aisha, you're in 11, so you've got some time. But do you think science is likely in your future? Is this something you want to do?
Yes, I do think that I want to go into science. I've been pretty interested in it for most of my life, so I think that this is a pretty good way to familiarize myself with science more and to really, really get to know science in a way that I can talk to my friends about it and just have more fun with it rather than just being in, a school setting.
Are there any areas you think you might want a career in or to focus on? I know it's early.
Yeah, it's a little bit early, but I'm super interested in astronomy and everything like that, which is also a big reason why I joined the Allegheny Observatory Club. But also I'm still thinking about different career paths I could pursue.
What about you, Isabel?
Yeah, since I'm in 10th grade, it's still a bit early, and I am looking at different careers right now. But I'm definitely intrigued by everything that the observatory has to offer, especially with public speaking. That's also a really big help. But I enjoy doing it, and we're both doing science fair projects in correlation with the observatory. So that's a big help in science and moving us along in the field.
Very cool. Can you tell me a little bit about the science fair projects?
Yeah, so my science fair project, I'm measuring two different remnants of supernovas in space. And using that, I'm estimating when they exploded. And that's been really well. It's been really fun. I've been able to work with different professors. And it's just really neat to be able to learn all this.
Very cool. And what about you, Asha?
I'm identifying the existence of dark matter in a spiral galaxy, and I'm making these rotation curves of the galaxy and matching it with visible light or visible matter or total matter. And it's Bella said, that I think it's super interesting that I can get to do all these projects at in 11th grade, and I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You're working with real stuff, doing real things. Now, I'm curious if you think there's gender bias in science and technology. And I'll tell you, I'm asking because I have an engineering degree. When I was studying engineering, there most certainly was. And my sense is that a lot of it is still out there. Do you observe that? Do you think that sometimes there are people that think boys or men are more interested in careers involving STEM fields than girls or women?
I believe there's definitely more professors that are males in this field. In the observatory, we're extremely lucky to have a fair representation of both girls and boys. And I feel like a lot of the children that work with the observatory, we're really lucky to have a good amount of girls. But yeah, the professors and their genders often are skewed.
Yeah, and I also think that in the past there was a lot of bias towards men rather than women. But today it's gotten a lot better, and there's much more gender diversity. And I think this is very important to have, so you can have two different ideas and you can have you can create a more diverse environment, and I think that's really important in the science field. But I do think that there's still a little bit of gender bias today, but not nearly as bad as it was some years ago.
Yeah, it's amazing how long it can take for things like that to change, and everybody should really have an opportunity to do something they're passionate about. When it comes down to it. What else are the two of you passionate about beyond science? Do either of you have any hobbies or just things you enjoy doing outside of the science world?
I play orchestra in my school, and I play the cello. I think that's something that I really like doing. And even outside of school, I'll maybe learn a new song on the cello, and I think that that's one of the big things that I normally do if I'm not in school.
There's a lot of physics in the cello and in musical instruments.
Yeah, I really enjoy just connecting. I'm a part of a lot of organizations that just bring teenagers together. I swim for my school, which is really nice. Yeah.
You mentioned public speaking, too. How has the observatory helped you with that?
Being able to guide tours in the observatory to large groups really aids in being able to speak. And also, I've done presentations in the observatory about my project and about other projects, which really helps to be able to speak to a large crowd and getting experience where you wouldn't have otherwise.
That's a good, I'm glad you mentioned that, and just getting the reps and, you know, the talking to groups multiple times, you start to get a lot more confident and feeling good about it. It sounds like you like giving those tours.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really great way to connect with others in Pittsburgh and even outside of Pittsburgh.
Do either of you have any, I should mention we have Isabel and Aisha with us, and we're talking about the Teen Science Cafe as well as about their lives a little bit. But the next Teen Science Cafe is a week from today, 5 to 7 o'clock. And Allegheny Observatory is in Riverview Park, a beautiful park, only maybe within 4 miles of where we are, within 5 miles of where we are here in the north side. And do you need to make a reservation? Probably it would be nice just for a head count, but I'll bet you could just come.
You could just come, definitely. For a head count, we would prefer, there's QR codes on all the posters to sign up, and you can do it through Eventbrite too, which is the app that we do our registration with. And yeah.
And we have a link on both our Facebook page and Instagram as well as on our website. But if you Google Teen Science Cafe Pittsburgh, I think it'll turn up. And this coming Saturday, the 28th, Dr. Arthur Kozowski, Detecting Gravitational Waves with Pulsars. Sounds like you can really learn a lot.
Yeah, it does sound like a complicated topic, but he does a wonderful job in explaining it all. And eventually, you might even come to the conclusion that you made it all up yourself.
Is there anything else either of you would like to say about the program or to encourage other teens to come?
Yeah, it's definitely important to stress how amazing the program is because it is made by teens for teens, which really allows us to get a grasp on what's needed and how to improve it for the next time.
Yeah. And anything for Biasha?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Bella. I think that this is a really good way to connect with other people that you may not have met if you didn't do this program. And I think that this is just a really good way to meet new people. And I love meeting new people, and I think Bella does too. So I think that many people would enjoy this.
Excellent. Well, I'm really happy to meet both of you and to hear about this. And I hope you'll continue to do this kind of work. I think it's really important what you're doing. And I hope you'll see a lot of new faces at the next event. Thank you. So there you have Isabel and Aisha with us again. It's 1 week from today. The Allegheny Observatory, which is operated by the University of Pittsburgh Department of Physics and Astronomy, Teen Science Cafe runs from 5 until 7.